Perhaps you need not look very far, sir. After she had taken her leave, Maister Lewin smiled. Sir Roderick, I do believe my lady fancies you. Sir Roderick cleared his throat and looked uncomfortable. She was very sad, said Bran. Sir Roderick nodded. Sad and gentle, and not at all uncomely for a woman her years, for all her modesty, yet a danger to the peace of your brother's realm, nonetheless. Her? Bran said, astonished. Maister Lewin answered, with no direct heir, there are sure to be many claimants contending for the Hornwood lands. The Tallhearts, Flints, and Carstocks all have ties to House Hornwood through the female line, and the Glovers are fostering Lord Harry's bastard at Deepwood Mott. The Dreadfort has no claim that I know, but the lands adjoin, and Roose Bolton is not one to overlook such a chance. Sir Roderick tugged at his whiskers. In such cases, her liege lord must find her a suitable match. Why can't you marry her? Bran asked. You said she was comely, and Beth would have a mother. The old knight put a hand on Bran's arm. A kindly thought, my prince, but I am only a knight, and besides too old. I might hold her lands for a few years, but as soon as I died, Lady Hornwood would find herself back in the same mire, and Beth's prospects might be perilous as well.